What's up, my Nubian queens and kings? My African princesses. My African princes. Man, what's going on with y'all, man? I really want to talk about this Ice Cube situation. I feel like a lot of this stuff is being blown out of proportion. See, black people are conditioned, especially around the election cycle. Black people are conditioned. Vote blue, vote blue, vote Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. Vote blue. You know, and these Negroes will tell you, vote, 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 vote. Until you say, look, I'm going to vote for Trump. Oh, no. Oh, man, we got to go have another 4 years of Trump. Oh, no. I don't care who's running against Trump. We got to get Trump out of office, man. You know, he's just Antichrist. He's a super WS. He's a super white supremacist. We got to get him out of here. I don't care who's over. Man. I'm pretty sure a lot of black people are hearing that. I was really disappointed with the Joe Budden podcast and his take on Ice Cube. I thought he would understand since he just got out of that situation where he was trying to explain to people, especially black people, about how contracts work and the value of your brand and all of this stuff. I thought he would kind of understand where Cube was coming from, but he completely shitted on Cube. And, you know, it's all good, you know, because Cube, one thing I like about Cube is he's standing firm in his belief. He's not wavering. He's not bending. He's not being buck broken. He knows that the establishment is throwing everything against him. They're bringing out all their Negroes, all of their Negro minions. They're sending them out to kind of trash him and make him look bad and bring up old tweets of him saying he would never endorse President Donald Trump. So here's my take on this, man. You look, what Cube is trying to do, he's trying to come with a plan specifically for black Americans, descendants of slavery. He's trying to come from a plan. I mean, he's trying to come with a plan that's going to lift us up out of the situation that we're in. Mind you, Cube is a person that has money. He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to speak out about these type of things. He doesn't. The Negro is paid, okay? Like, he's getting paid off of, he's still getting residuals off of streams from No Vaseline and West Side Connection. This dude is paid. We're not even talking about Big Three money. We're not even talking about movie residual money. We just talk about this cat right here. He has money. He doesn't have to speak up for black people at all. And this is the same issue I saw with Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick took a stand for black people, got blackballed from the NFL, and what did they do? They brought in Jay-Z. And sure enough, when they brought in Jay-Z, all of these Negroes started talking shit about Kaepernick and started downplaying Kaepernick, right? So what you have right now is a black man saying, look, I want to come with a plan specifically for black Americans. Let's just move out of this thing where we're looking Democrat versus Republican, Democrat versus Republican, left versus right. You're a leftist. You're a rightist. You're a fascist. You're a racist. You're a anti-fascist. You're a liberal. All of that, all of these words, as Nellie Fuller Jr. says, you know, the white supremacists like to use a lot of words, okay? But the bottom line is Cube is saying, look, I'm trying to come with specifically with a plan for black American descendants of slavery to kind of get us out of the situation that we're in. Now, Cube's plan that he spoke about, he said he got contacted by he got contacted by the Democrats first. And the Democrats said, we will handle this situation that you're talking about after the election. So then he got contacted by the Trump administration. The Trump administration looked at his plan. They said, oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. And they said, you know what? We like your plan, Ice Cube. But it was not Ice Cube's plan that they adopted. It was a plan that they came up with called the Platinum Plan for Black America, right? And many people took umbrage to that because they said, you know what? What are you trying to say? Is this like the fried chicken? Why do you say platinum? Like a platinum chain? Oh, come on, man. You know, once again, words. A lot of words. The plan that Trump came with, the Platinum Plan for Black America, is not the contract for Black America. That's not what Ice Cube's contract with Black Americans was about. Did it need iterations? Did it need some kind of did it need work? The plan that he had? Yes, it needed work. It wasn't a perfect plan. Tone Talks had got in contact with Ice Cube, had interviewed Ice Cube, and he had voiced his frustration. You know, and I feel like Tone Talks and Yvette Carnell sometimes are hypercritical, and they get caught up on credit and wanting to have credit and wanting to say, hey, we were first, or we were the ones that did it first, which is cool, but we got to push the egos to the side. That's the problem with the Black American descendants of slavery community, not just ADOS, but the FBA. It's this whole ego shit. Like, if we could just push the egos to the side and get to organizing, like, all right, let's come with organizing. Let's organize. Let's strategize. Let's come with real solutions. Let's talk about the problems. Let's talk about the solutions. And I feel like, all right, you know, ADOS might have the edge at that. But the problem with ADOS is they lean too much left. Everything is Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. So where I agree with Ice Cube is that, look, we got to get out of this thing like where I'm not going to talk to Republicans, because historically Republicans have been averse to anything that has been positive towards Black American descendants of slavery. You know, we got to get out of that, and we got to look like, look, we're going to move independently as a block, as a group. That's how you're going to get things done. So I believe Tone Talks had made some iterations, or is, you know, kind of adding some things to the contract for Black America, Cube's plan. But what the media did was continue from where I left off. So Trump had said, look, I got this Platinum Plan for Black America. He took what Cube's plan was and he basically created his own version, which was a nothing burger. It was a nothing burger. You know, it was just a bunch of minorities. It was just a bunch of like word salad. Really nothing's substantive about it, but you know, this was something that Trump had credited Ice Cube for, you know, giving him the idea. So Katrina Pearson, a Black woman that works for Trump, she said, wow, thank you, Ice Cube, good job, and da 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 da. And he says, look, I already know that they're going to use me for some kind of propaganda. I don't really care. That's not really my thing. I don't care if they use me for I really don't care. If that's what they want to do, that's cool. That's fine. Let them use me. But what the media did was they just started attacking Q. CNN, all of these left-leaning anti-Trump anti-Trump little networks, they start just dumping on Ice Cube. And all of the black minions kind of jump on Ice Cube too, without getting the full story and reading the whole thing. So, you know, like my opinion is I'm with Q, you know? It's not about working with Trump. It's not about working with Democrats or left and right and anti-Trump this and anti-Trump that. You got to remember in history, I believe Lyndon B. Johnson, the guy who was signing all of these laws that were allegedly going to protect black people, he was a devout racist. He hated black people. But at the same time, he did whatever had to be done because JFK was murdered. He was dead. And the only person that could take over was Lyndon B. Johnson. So you can't get caught up on left and right and left leaning this and that and that. You know what I'm saying? So I support you.